According to a press release from the National Science Foundation's Green Bank Observatory, the observatory, the National Radio Astronomy Observatory, and Raytheon Intelligence and Space conducted a test in November to prove that a new radio telescope system can capture high-resolution images in near-Earth space. The Green Bank Observatory's Green Bank Telescope, the world's largest fully steerable radio telescope, was outfitted with a new transmitter developed by Raytheon Intelligence and Space, allowing it to transmit a radar signal into space. The National Radio Astronomy Observatory's continent-wide Very Long Baseline Array received the reflected signal and produced images of the Apollo 15 moon landing site. The proof-of-concept test, culminating a two-year effort, paves the way for designing a more powerful transmitter for the telescope. More power will allow enhanced detection and imaging of small objects passing by the Earth, moons orbiting around other planets, and other debris in the solar system. The technology was developed as part of a cooperative research and development agreement between the National Radio Astronomy Observatory, the Green Bank Observatory, and Raytheon. Tony Beasley, director of the National Radio Astronomy Observatory and vice president for radio astronomy at Associated Universities Incorporated, said, quote, "This project opens a whole new range of capabilities for both the National Radio Astronomy Observatory and the Green Bank Observatory. We've participated before in important radar studies of the solar system, but turning the Green Bank telescope into a steerable planetary radar transmitter will greatly expand our ability to pursue intriguing new lines of research." Unquote. Using the information collected with this latest test, the participants will finalize a plan to develop a 500-kilowatt high-power radar system that can image objects in the solar system with unprecedented detail and sensitivity. The increased performance also will allow astronomers to use radar signals as far away as the orbit of Neptune, increasing our understanding of the solar system. Karen O'Neill, the Green Bank Observatory site director, said, quote, "The planned system will be a leap forward in radar science, allowing access to never-before-seen features of the solar system from right here on Earth." Unquote. The National Radio Astronomy Observatory and the Green Bank Observatory are facilities of the National Science Foundation, operated under cooperative agreement by Associated Universities Incorporated. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Bonnie Ralston.